I feel like we should start with an applause.
Welcome to episode 20 of the Almanac Podcast. My name is Alex. And this is my boy Eddie.
What's up?
Who? That's what I meant to do.
What'd you put?
What?
Did you hit the she belong? Yeah. You're right. Say it to my face, bro.
Oh, shit. So some disturbing footage came out.
Yeah.
Like a skit.
Like the footage of this, you not asking me how I am.
Fuck you, man. It's a real shit.
I was waiting for this. How you been? I was waiting for you. Like, oh, so something disturbing. I'm like, oh, so fuck me, huh?
Yeah. Acting like I haven't been with you like almost all evening.
True.
I know how you're doing, bro. But you want to get your shit off, so let's just do it. How you doing, bro?
I'm all right. That was all I had to say. I'm all right.
I'm cool. That's all you got?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm like, what's really been going on?
With you?
Yeah, with me. I'm trying.
Is your mental straight?
Oh yeah, I'm chilling.
Oh,
it's more so just like, is it like I'm trying to think what's worth talking about? Like,
oh.
I'm like, you know, like I'm an average Joe guy, you know.
Average Eddie.
Boom.
I'm just kidding. Average Eddie. That's funny.
How are you though? Are you good?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
kind of. Look, so that's denial right there.
Oh yeah, we have the camera. I'm like, who are you looking at? Totally forgot I was there.
That's the point, bro. This is reality TV right now.
Oh, okay.
So we pretend he's not even here.
We gotta get our Jake Paul on.
Hold on. You know, I wish we could just edit those like,
stop. Yeah, we need
to get be back for technical difficulties like that. Like those screens. Hold on. Wait, what? Yeah.
Oh yeah. We got rid of that button. I don't know why.
It was like,
what?
It was like we had it, but like when we needed it, it wasn't there.
Yeah.
Every time we don't have it,
I always couldn't locate it. I'm like, where the hell is this button? But never mind. Yeah, I'm good. I'm chilling. Just, you know, in the studio. Studio rat right now.
I hear you.
You do?
Yeah, I hear you. I heard. I was in the studio.
Yeah, I've just been locked in, kind of.
I'm fucking with that.
Word.
Are you, what would you say you're getting a lot of your inspirations from, Alex?
You know. Do we need to get like a Drake button that just screams Drake? Drake? And just boom. We need to get a Drake button.
Why?
Oh, because it would just been. Never mind. I feel like I can't escape that motherfucker. Like,
yo, he's hard.
It's like where do I go to not listen to Drake?
Well, see, now I'm wondering, like, with that, with how, I forgot who it was.
It's fucking annoying.
I forgot who it was that compared, that initially started the comparison that Drake is, like, Michael Jackson. Because now I'm thinking, like, I wonder if Michael, like, how you're saying that right now.
I did see someone.
I wonder if there's people who felt the same way you feel about Michael Jackson.
Like, I think someone said that. I forget who said that, though. They're saying that Michael Jackson, or Drake is the Michael Jackson of this era.
I don't know how I feel about that because, like I said, Michael Jackson had that kid scandal.
I wonder how like Drake fans would react if, like, let's say a Dan Harmon like situation fell on Drake's lap.
Well, I remember like people were like freaking out because they found out that the girl who plays the girl that stars in Stranger Things.
Oh yeah,
they were like texting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't know, like 14.
Yeah, she's just a kid.
Yeah, so she's just like, yeah, like the fact that he texts her, that bothers people.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that is true, but I feel like people look at it differently when you're famous. They're like, oh, like, what's your famous?
Oh,
your
yeah,
what's your famous? Your family.
Yeah, everything's just under.
Like, at least in the pictures, your family. Everybody be smiling after that. No, after the flash is gone, everybody just goes their separate ways.
I think it's just like a tax bracket thing. They're just like, they're both up, so it's like, oh.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. I feel like the people who like are scoring these acting gigs on Netflix, which are just like, which is awesome because like it's actors you don't know. You feel me? Like, I don't know who the fuck the guy who plays Joel Goldberg was, but like my man played the fuck out of a stalker. Like this is a real believable. Like this is like Heath Ledger level acting to me.
Yeah.
Like my man is really on some stalker shit.
Damn.
Like. Imagine what it took for him to get into character. My man's probably really doing this.
Really?
You don't think?
Yeah.
Like, I think that is, like, the actors that really do I think that's a good acting method.
Oh, like
people
being
who
a method. Actually
people who yeah people who are oh, method actors. Oh yeah, I think yeah. those are. I think that's really like. It comes with its risks, but I feel like the like you usually see.
It's a good way to definitely get into character,
but it's funny because you see the interpretations. Like,
I think if you're doing method acting, you should have a separate camera crew.
It's documented.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I just want to see the behind the scenes. Because there's always stories like with Jim Carrey and the way he like when he was method acting.
See, I never listened about any of Jim Carrey.
You should watch his documentary. It's on Netflix.
I was just thinking. Like, the only reason I think I like I know about that is just because of. It's just like the three Jokers, but all three Jokers.
Okay.
Heath Ledger, Joaquin Phoenix, and the singer from
Joaquin.
Whatever.
I'm just kidding.
Is that really it?
I think so. It's not Joaquin.
My man's invited to the whatever barbecue with that name.
Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin comes in with the durag.
Joaquin Phoenix. Nah, yeah, for real though. But what's the artist? I mean, the singer from 30 Seconds to Mars.
I don't fucking know.
He's supposed to play a vampire in the next Marvel here movie. Ah, fuck.
Who's a vampire in Marvel?
He played the Joker in Suicide Squad. You know that
that's not the same dude.
Who?
The lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars?
Yeah, bro, it is.
No,
bro,
it's not.
I swear to God. I swear on everything. I swear on everything, bro. I listen to some of the music, bro. Like,
Are you talking about Jared Leto?
Yeah, Jared Leto. When he was the Joker, he did method acting.
Jared Leto is not the lead singer to 30 Seconds to Mars.
Bro, put money on it.
Okay. We'll be back.
Put money on it. I'm already 1-0 tonight. Don't make me 2-0. Yeah. Keep that. Keep this. I need this in this episode.
So I was
and
wrong.
It's episode 20, so I love it.
So I was wrong. I'll be man enough to take that one.
But like the thing is, like the reason
what
I said,
the fuck, I used to listen to them. What the hell?
But the reason I used to,
I think I got them confused with the My Chemical Romance lead singer.
They do. They looked alike at one point.
They were just both popping at a certain point.
See, I didn't listen to My Chemical Romance.
Yeah,
it was my cup of tea. Anyway. But I remember, like, I personally think he was, like, the worst, not the worst Joker, but,
Jared?
Like, yeah, like, I didn't fuck with it.
So you're because
they changed the whole cosmetic, you know, compared to, like, what the comic book was. Ugh. And, like, they said, like, his method of, like, his term of method acting was, like,
I feel like it
he sent Margaret Robbie, who played Harley Quinn, mm-hmm. he sent her a box with a dead rat in it.
Yeah.
Like.
I heard about that.
Yeah, like, it's like, Heath Ledger locked himself in a motel, I heard, when he was doing the Joker for Dark Knight. That's what drove him. Like, both probably like doing crazy, something crazy in those hotel rooms.
Whatever he was doing, just
performed a great. Yo, I love Dark Knight. That's like my favorite Batman movie.
Oh, Heath Ledger. Yeah. Oh yeah, he did a great. Well,
but I'm saying Joaquin Phoenix.
I would have to say I can't. Like I wouldn't.
I tie him with Heath Ledger though.
But why?
You didn't like the Joker? Because I don't think
he was Joaquin was the Joker, but, like, that wasn't Joker. Like, Heath Ledger was already, like, the Joker in that movie. You know what I mean?
That was like a prequel. It was a prequel.
Yeah, I know.
In a way.
I think Joaquin, if, like, he does the next one, if he's in the sequel, that he'll do a great job.
Oh, amazing, bro.
Amazing. Exactly, right?
Because he's nutty, too. Like,
exactly.
He's, like, when he blasted...
But, like, I can't compare him because... You didn't get to see a lot of like prime Joker. You know what I mean? Like that was the build up to him.
You mean like
finding the identity of the Joker
in that movie? What
in that movie, okay. You know what I mean? So it's like Heath Ledger was the Joker
already. Okay.
Already,
okay.
You know what I mean? He was already being.
I feel
he
you.
Was already like mob. It wasn't type level. Like he was already like kingpin. Like
shit. Yeah.
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 I would compare
him. Strings. He was already pulling strings.
Exactly. Like he was on a way bigger scale already. But with Joaquin, he was just
he was a clown. Literally a clown.
Yeah. It's like the development. So I wouldn't compare him just because of that. But other than that, they both did a great job. I feel bad for Jared Leto because I feel like it got popularized that you can like. The Joker's that method act.
Yeah.
So he was trying to like follow up the Heath Ledger legendary act or the role. And everyone was so fixated on making sure that like he, it was like everyone like just basically had in the back of their head, are you going to flop or are you going to make this good? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he didn't make it great. So the only other option is he flopped. So it kind of sucks for him, but
yeah.
I think Joaquin's probably my favorite right now.
Okay.
I don't know.
I would buy the Joker, like the most recent one, just to watch it again. Cause I actually like that one a lot.
Yeah. We should watch it.
Actor I was thinking about that did the same
thing. You're unraveling your do-rag on the pod, bro?
It's hot in here.
On the pod?
It's hot in here.
You gonna wave check us on the pod?
I'm gonna have the little Jesus cloak. The little Jesus cloak right here for now. And then, depending on how spicy things get, I might flood the room.
But I just look over and you're unveiling. I'm like, oh, okay.
This isn't even my final form, bro. Like,
what do we do to deserve
I'm
this?
I'm taking off the leg weights and the chewing exams, bro.
Like, oh, shit. Like, how do we get to the Joker subject? Weird. We don't have to backtrack that far.
Yeah. But it was like, I just want like a last point since we're already it's like the last point to this one. Okay. It was with Michael B. Jordan. Because he did the Black, he did Black Panther. He was Killmonger.
Yeah.
And like, he said in an interview he had to go to therapy after that role. And I'm just like, I actually liked his role a lot. Even though, I remember there was, a trend on Twitter one point.
I wonder what kind of, method acting he had to do for that role, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Just be the toughest dude.
Bro, because I would never call Michael B. Jordan soft. I just feel like he's nice. Like, he's a genuinely nice guy.
Oh, he's just a nice guy?
Yeah. People say, there's mad stories about this man that's being, the friendliest person ever.
Oh, okay.
I believe it. I've yet to see, nothing bad. I haven't seen anything bad on him. So it's just for him to say that, I get it. You're just out of character.
You're saying
to be a douche. You have to be a douche. Pretty much. So I'm like, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I hope he's doing better after the role. I hear he's coming back.
What you mean?
For the Black second. Panther 2,
yeah, bro. So I can't wait for that.
I
remember Kendrick Lamar saying he wanted to be a villain in the second one.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like he's...
If he could, that'd be dope. I mean, because I like that
he's pretty short.
I like that
he's 5'6" or something like that.
He's like short. He is 5'6".
He's like short.
Yeah. A lot of them are.
Yeah. What, the rappers?
Yeah. Surprisingly. I give it to your photographers.
Or just whoever's producing the joint. I always see they always have the baby just on a couple steps higher than everyone else. Well, he was like that on the... He was, standing on the stage on the XXL
Freestyle
last year.
2019?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, so Dan Harmon came out with a video. So, apparently, it already came out, a couple years back. And it, for some reason, is, resurfaced now.
I think it's crazy how the internet just digs things up.
Cancel culture is just what the fuck are we going to cancel today? They're bored.
They're looking for something. Yeah. I have to find the truth.
Yeah, it's that's exactly what it is. It's cancel culture is just looking for shit to cancel left and right.
I mean, they hit Doja Cat pretty hard. Did you hear that Nas dissed?
Yeah, I did see that. He didn't diss.
Yes,
but
he did.
You think that was a diss?
Like, he said that. He said all my clothes are black. Something is black. He's like opposite of Doja Cat. I'm like, bro.
I don't know if it's... Yeah, maybe it is a diss. I don't know.
I feel you, bro.
Oh, yeah, do your thing. He just came out with an album with
wasn't it Kanye last?
No, nah, the Kanye one was last year, 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
He came out with a...
Still didn't like it.
What? I only like one of the tracks. I forget what it's called, though. Yeah. But yeah, so Dan Harmon came out released a video.
It was a skit, right?
It was pretty much a skit for...
For a pilot. He was trying to...
It was a pilot episode for whatever fucking...
I remember he said it was
For company Stars.
No, I think it was Showtime or Lifetime.
I thought it was Stars, but it's one of those pretty big companies.
Big, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was called Daryl.
Daryl. There you go. And the skit basically was just making light of pedophilia. Basically, so
yeah,
it's just making real light of it. He was expecting you to laugh at it, but it was, I don't know.
It was so dark. Yeah. Like, it was just a very, like, dark.
We're used to him being dark.
And, like, yeah, because, like, with the humor of, like, Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle once said, like, our jobs as comedians is to, you know, like, we push the limits. We say things we don't expect people to say. Of course. But I
wouldn't consider Dan Harmon a comedian.
He's kind of a comedian. He's a writer. He writes shows that are funny.
Yeah.
So sure. I would say he's a comedian.
Okay. I'll give him that.
But, as I'm saying, like, the fact that he went that deep or, like, that was the direction, like, I don't know. I couldn't find anything funny about it.
No, I mean, if you find pedophilia funny, then you probably thought the skit was funny.
Yeah.
I showed it to my roommate, and you should have seen his face when he saw it, like, disgust. And he loves Rick and Morty.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I saw people, like they're trying to cancel Rick and Morty.
I think it is canceled.
Like, for good?
I think I saw an article, but I'm not going to say it's 100% true. But I saw articles floating around saying that Rick and Morty is canceled.
It was trending.
Yeah,
for
a video that resurfaced, got canceled pretty fucking fast.
But, like, I remember, dude, like, the craziest part about it, like, literally, like, I actually was a, I'm a huge Rick and Morty fan, but.
I like Rick and Morty, but I stopped enjoying, the newer seasons, because of the character of Dan Harmon, like, or just like the creators of the show. They were always like delaying because I don't know whatever the fuck is happening behind the scenes.
What season are they on now? Is it like three?
Three or four?
Yeah, I remember. They only dropped five and said, "Yo, you gonna get the other five later."
Yeah, it's
like, "Yo, bro, what? Square out, like square out." Give me half?
Yeah, I get you're working on other stuff because they have the
solar opposites.
Like, I understand that, but. To delay it just because of whatever issues is like, I didn't think it was like the greatest, character.
I had heard though.
Character trait to have.
I had heard that, Dan Harmon had left the show though. I think that might be part of the reason why they only did five.
Oh, okay.
I heard like Dan Harmon had actually left the show, but, while I was like looking up just more information, because I didn't really know who Dan Harmon was until I saw that video on Facebook. When they're like, "Oh, this is Dan Harmon, one of the co-creators of Rick and Morty," I was like, "Okay." Right. So then I watched it, and then like as I started looking through the comments, you know, more stuff just started popping up. Like they said that apparently he had somebody had filed I don't know if it was like sexual harassment, or, like sexual assault, like with like a female he was like working with.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else was it? Like, I don't know if you remember. I remember like just one distinct episode of Rick and Morty where like, yeah, bro, is that y'all still recording?
Yeah,
for real. Mm-hmm. I don't even think it's moving.
Do you want me to check?
Yeah.
All right.
You got it.
Alex won
2-1. So 2-1 today. All right, but Yeah, so like, do you remember that episode of Rick and Morty where they're like on the stairs? Like they're like on the stairs.
Oh,
in the jelly bean,
yeah,
yeah, and the jelly bean like try to like.
That was weird. Dark. That was weird, dark, funny humor. But I hate to say it, and I will admit it. I laughed when I first saw it.
For real?
Yeah, I did laugh.
I didn't laugh. I was more like shocked. Like, I was just shocked. Like, oh my god!
Yeah, exactly. I was shocked at first, and I started laughing, which I don't like. I regret
because a lot of it's like. You know, like, it's a cart, like, people, like, you could argue with it, it's a cartoon, but at the same time, it's like, yo, that's crazy, like,
the fact that they did it,
like,
yeah.
Like, just to voice that, like, imagine being the person that voices that, like, yo, we need you to do this role, and then you, like, look at the script, and it's like, yo. Like,
well, I heard they get pretty drunk.
Yeah.
So.
But, like.
I feel like it's a little easier to stomach certain situations when you're real drunk.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it
I'm
okay.
I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm just saying it's probably a little easier for him to play that role.
That's just like setting yourself up for failure.
I guess.
If you're belligerently drunk.
You have to think about it. Like,
where you lose morals.
Yeah, those shows go through a screening process. Like, there's a team of people that said, this is okay. You know what I mean? It's not like just us where we can just do something and put it immediately out.
Yeah, because we're not contracted or anything.
Exactly.
We're bound by anything.
Exactly.
We don't report to nobody. We are our own bosses. CEO shit.
Fired off, Eddie. But yes, fired off it. Sorry, yeah. So there is a team that like approved of that episode, but
Adult Swim don't give a fuck.
Oh well, of course they don't. But
Adult Swim is playing that. Not, like that's another thing. People are pulling up a lot of Adult Swim shows like that. Where like,
but could you imagine? That's kind of the whole point of Adult Swim, though.
It's a dark. Web of cartoons.
It is. It's like the. Yeah, they have pretty dark shit on there.
That's what I'm saying. Now that I think about it, I mean, Family Guy was on Adult Swim at one point. I think though,
I personally didn't like Adult Swim that much.
For real,
I couldn't get into some of those shows.
Some of them were weird. Some of them was like I'd skip. Like, yo, I'm going back to Nickelodeon.
I'm going back. I'm going to bed.
I'm gonna watch George Lopez until the. I'm gonna watch George Lopez.
George Lopez is my shit.
Yo, for real. Just waking up to the maracas.
Yeah. What were you saying?
But this is just referring to the Dan Harmon with the jelly bean thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's just like that's just.
It's just so why? Like I just don't get why. I'm seeing a lot of people backpedaling that were like a lot of people that are championing like Rick and Morty online. Yeah. They're saying, yo, it's the best show ever. And then now they're backtracking what they're saying because of the whole Dan Harmon situation, which I think is funny. Like, you can still think,
You
can still enjoy something. He fucked up by that a pilot episode. And thank God whoever he was proposing that pilot episode to didn't approve and say, yes, do a whole season.
Or put it on blast.
Or put it on blast. Yeah, exactly.
That's shit. Yo, imagine getting that. Like, yo, like, bro. Like, yo, someone sent me this. Like, yo, bro, you know, I have this idea. And I feel like we can go in on this.
I think you're right, brother.
I'm like, block, bro. I'm like, getting blocked. Like, we can't associate. Like,
don't come here ever again.
But
that's funny as fuck.
Now that I remember, yeah, like, I think... with the Dan Harmon thing. Remember, I still mentioned the sexual assault. I think it was back when he used to work for Community, the show Community.
Okay,
so he was a writer on that as well, and that's when he got hit with that sexual harassment. I think.
Oh, really?
It was somebody from Community.
A lot of people were getting hit with sexual harassment in the workplace, like Ellen as well.
Yeah,
that shows
Ellen, Oprah. Yeah. It's like almost everybody.
Yeah,
it's but like, I'm like realistically, realistically, that's kind of like, but that's like every workplace.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate.
Unfortunate truth, that's every workplace. Yeah. Like, every workplace has creeps.
Not here at the Almanac Podcast, though. We don't do that shit. Just kidding. Well, I'm not just kidding.
I said, hold on. He speaks for himself.
Yeah, Eddie doesn't. Yeah, never mind.
But, yeah, it's just, it's crazy because someone actually made, like, a fan-made video on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and it was of Mr. Jellybean, the same, like, character from the Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what they did was, it was pretty much like that. It was that frizzle drip conspiracy theory. I don't know if it may or may not be true. I really don't know. Like, it's just something I've been reading about.
Right.
But it's just, for people who don't know, it's like, it's dark, bro. I don't even feel like talking about that shit.
All
right. It's like, I don't think they want to hear this.
Okay, but that's fine.
Anyway, like...
Consider this a courtesy.
Pretty much...
From
like,
Eddie.
Like, it's like, yo, listen, like, audience. It's like, yo, and, like, search at it at your own risk.
Okay.
Like, do your research at your own...
Yeah, just look up Frizzle Drip.
Yeah, and, like, but anyway, pretty much the video, like, he reenacts what's supposedly in the Frizzle Drip's about a video.
Okay.
And he's reenacting
what's
happening in the video.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's a visual reenactment.
Okay.
And pretty much we were saying, oh, this is what would have happened if Mr. Jellybean would have had his way with Morty. And it's just like, yo, that's like crazy to think of. But I also remember that same actual episode.
Mm-hmm.
Cause remember he ended up being like the king of a village.
Oh yeah.
In that episode.
Yeah.
And like they ended up finding like photos of his like child pornography.
Yeah.
And they ended up burning the evidence.
Yeah.
Saying like, oh, well, we're not going to remember him like that.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because that's like the mindset of like what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, bro, but like he's an actor. He's a da da da. Like, yo, who cares? I don't give a fuck if he's.
Who, Dan?
No, I'm just saying, like, people in general, like, the people that are coming out now, they're that are being like tied into like the Epstein thing, like celebs and shit.
Yeah, Jake Paul.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is being accused
of being part of like the whole
nice little segue.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, Jake Paul's being accused of being a part of a sex trafficking ring. I don't know if it's a ring or if he's doing it himself.
Yeah.
What it is.
They say, they're saying somebody
I think you know a little bit more than I do. How about you give us the lowdown on that?
Supposedly, they raided his mansion because apparently, I guess he's, he's a famous YouTuber.
Yeah.
I never really watch him. It's just like something I'd see, kind of like Vine.
He has a face I don't like.
It's like.
So I don't watch him.
That's funny. I get what you mean though. Like faces you don't like.
Yeah. I'm just I don't want to look at you, bro. no offense.
But
big offense.
My man pretty much got famous off the social media, YouTube, Vine.
Yeah, he's an influencer.
Yeah, he's an influencer. For people who don't know, YouTube's main audience is mainly children.
Yeah,
in this day and age, kids are on YouTube. They don't care about cable. They don't care about what's on TV.
Yeah,
YouTube. I want to watch what I want to watch when I want to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, I get it. That's smart.
It's crazy. These kids have that luxury.
Didn't have that shit.
I had the luxury of turning off the TV when MASH came on and it was too late. I was like, fuck. Time to go to bed.
I never watched MASH.
Me neither.
But
I knew it was time to go to bed.
But pretty much what I'm hearing was there was a story that Jake Paul apparently threw a party at his mansion in LA or California, wherever he, and it's, I guess minors were, I mean, I just attend,
Yeah.
Maybe most probably high schoolers sneaking into the parties and shit.
Yeah.
And, whatever, and what ended up happening was I think 10 got administered into the hospital for drugs. They were drugged.
Oh, you said 10 of them?
10 females.
Oh, shit.
Who ended up in a hospital claiming they came from that mansion.
Oh wow.
And then there was even apparently one of the females even claimed that she was actually raped at that mansion.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so it's just like that. So it's just not a good look.
He basically has 10 allegations
hitting him.
Okay.
Right now, apparently. And they're saying a guy that he associates with is also tied into the whole sex trafficking.
Ex-manager.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I read up on that one.
Yeah,
his ex-manager he used a lot of the popularity of being his manager and actually sexually harassed a lot of women that were,
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny.
He has way more allegations than Jake,
But the thing that's funny, this reminds me a lot of an episode of South Park where they were making fun of the Disney industry. And about boy bands, I think it was One Direction, and they're just imitating they were pretty. The message of that episode was that Disney was selling sex to underage girls. Was using these pretty boy bands.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's partially true because I know a lot of girls that still that are grown ass women at this point, 18 plus and still talking about Zac Efron and Zayn from One Direction. Not saying that I'm not coming at them. I'm just saying it's just to me that's a kid crush. Feel me? A kid crush that just never went away.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. With the whole they're selling
Jake Paul.
They're selling that using YouTubers and things that appeal to children. I don't know if you saw anything about what's recently been coming out about these children dolls that they're still are starting to find a lot of sexual influences on children toys, toys.
Yeah.
It's
a big problem is that these large companies, there's YouTube influencers and big celebrities, big companies are low key grooming children into it. You know what I mean? They're making it okay, which is what kind of ties into the Dan Harmon thing. If you're laughing at the pedophile joke.
Yeah.
It's kind of, if you support it, and I don't think a lot of people support it, but the people that do support it, you're accepting the fact that being a pedophile is okay. Which is fucking terrible. But it's also grooming, let's say that show aired, right?
The Daryl one?
The Dan Harmon one.
Yeah. The Daryl skit.
Yeah. The Daryl one. Yeah. Let's say that show aired, a bunch of kids watch it. Now they're laughing at it cause they think it's a joke.
Yeah.
In the back of their head, they're getting groomed, saying that this is okay, basically.
Yeah.
Which kind of is tying into the Jake Paul thing. It's, It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, it is. But,
I saw that all charges against him are dropped currently.
Damn, maybe they were paid off.
Yeah. Which is weird. It's like,
that's the thing.
No, how do you get like 10 allegations? Like, you get the FBI. You know, like, the FBI raids your house and all charges are just dropped.
Like, you know, like,
that's called white power, baby.
You know, like Kobe.
White power.
I mean, like even with like Kobe Bryant, like he beat his charge. Like when he got charged for rape, he beat his charge, but he still ended up having to pay out.
Yeah, but there's nothing like I don't think like Jake has to go to court or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean I don't think he had to go to court for that either.
He didn't? Okay, so weird, huh?
I mean, like he beat the cases, but I mean, like he didn't like he just like after he won, like, he just paid her off so she'd leave him alone. Yeah. Like, he feels like she just wanted money to try to get the money. Like, it's clearly like, she was after money.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like she, like, cause I was like, it was a, that, like, that it was just, that was a, like a, like the, that was a sticky situation as it is anyway. Like, yeah. If you look into that one as well. But, like,
I wasn't aware of that situation, honestly, until, like, recent. And that's because when he died, or when he passed away,
People were bringing it up.
And
to
I was like,
to like stain the legacy.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, like, this sounds terrible, but I'm not going to look into it. I don't care. Like, no offense. Like, it's not that I don't care about the situation. Like, heaven forbid if it actually did happen. That situation sucks. You know what I mean?
It's kind of sad, too, just because, like, with that being the case, like, a lot of times, like, it's not, like, a lot of people are falsely accused.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's, I'm not saying it makes it wrong for the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, like, it's not that people don't support you. It's the females that are lying that are ruining for you. I'm like, cause you got brothers doing like 20 years.
Yeah.
20 life years. And then after later, they get somehow for some reason, the guilt finally gets to the lady.
Do you think that people that are, falsely accused, the people that falsely accused them should have
deserved time. Yeah, deserve bro. Time. Yeah, bro. Double if anything, because I've seen where guys
someone's life by just like you making ruined up someone. A whole story.
So many. There's a lot of athletes that like got their careers taken away due to that. We're not sure if it's true or not. Like exactly, like, but they lose the case regardless.
Yeah.
But some like I've seen cases where like they get out like 16 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like I guess the woman finally confesses, like, you know, that's a kid. I don't know if you can live like that knowing you lied and sent somebody to jail.
Yeah, you
like that's a weight that I mean, like you just don't got no like no feelings. Like you got to be a stone cold person not to feel that kind of guilt.
I'd be fucking pissed. I would literally be pissed.
Of course,
I'd be fucking pissed.
But but listen, like I'm referring back to, I want to go back to those dolls, like the
toys. Oh yeah.
Because like I'm like I have a cousin of mine, mm-hmm. who I guess it's like a LOL's doll.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And like
I know what they are.
She like you would dip them in ice water, mm-hmm. and then like the doll would damn near be naked,
mm-hmm.
and then you dip in ice water and a whole lingerie suit would pop on. Like,
really?
Like, yeah, like, you know, like Vanishing Ink type shit?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like,
it had leg stockings and
was
everything.
Was it on purpose?
Like, that's the company. The company's making that shit.
I know, but, like, is it on purpose? Like, are you supposed
bro,
to do that?
That was they did that shit by accident, bro.
Well, no, I'm saying, are they marketing the toys? The toy is, like, what they're advertising for the toy.
I don't know if they're marketing it like that. Like, hey, like, yo, if you dip it in water.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know if they're doing that or if it's just, like. Cause I mean,
coincidence?
Like, yeah, coincidence.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that case is, but like the second there's a, I saw another video where it was a Trolls doll. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like Trolls have been coming out with movies lately.
They have been attacking Trolls lately too.
Cause bro, there was a doll. It was a big ass doll, like almost the size of like a cabbage patch.
Mm-hmm.
And like the lady like lifted up the legs and showed like the bottom. Cause it was like, it's like plastic. Like, and it's, so there's a button at the bottom where literally where the genital area would be of the body. And when you touch it, it would like giggle and make say phrases.
Yeah.
So it was just like, yeah, like it's that's grooming.
Yeah.
Like they're like, cause then now they're like, oh, if you touch there, I'm supposed to giggle because like, that's what this person would have did.
Right.
I'm like, that's like, it's so.
It's a dark world we live in.
Yo, like.
Dark, dark world.
Let's try to like.
It's weird how, just sex trafficking itself, the grooming of children becomes a little too apparent, like, the older you get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The more we have access to the information. It's just, to me, it's crazy that currently, right now, like, if let's say that the allegations against Jake Paul are true,
yeah,
that there's nothing happening now. It's just all.
It'd be crazy, yeah. If it just gets swept under the rug,
yeah, exactly. And it's just now go about your day, go back on YouTube,
and keep it going.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's wild. I feel like that's been the pattern. Like nobody's talking about Wayfair. Nobody's talking about.
I think we talked about Wayfair, didn't we?
Yeah, but not no more.
Oh. Well, it's hard to,
bro.
I personally haven't
the evidence been was crazy. Like the evidence was crazy.
The initial evidence, yes, is crazy. But we talked about that.
Even like I'm saying, that's not even just them. There's just several companies that's been involved. I know they even said like Walmart, Amazon.
There's a celebrity that is being attached to the Wayfair conspiracy now. Actually,
I don't know.
Isn't it? I don't want to like just say any celebrity, but I feel like it was Ellen or something like that.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It was pretty fucked up. But yeah. Yeah, it's pretty dark world we live in. I think it's wild that people just get away with it though. Because we have that Amish girl that's missing here.
There's also
let's just pray to God. Like
there's two teenage girls from here, from the city too.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a 14-15-year-old girl missing.
Yeah, let's just pray to God that's not like they're not in that situation.
Yeah, for any of our local listeners, especially the females, just make sure y'all watch out. Your surroundings. Get a taser. Yeah, some pepper spray.
As a matter of fact,
even get your license to carry. Matter of fact, this is the time.
The Almanac Podcast will help you ladies get a taser and a gun. You help them, right?
I mean, you can finance it.
We'll finance the tasers.
But yeah, so let's touch down on a lighter note. You feel me? I feel like we got a lot of the
dark shit out the way.
Let's go off with Drake and Dirk. So Poppy Shampoo, you mean like this?
You say Poppy Shampoo?
That's what he called himself one time. You feel me? Like that's so funny. I'm like yo, it's funny he says that like. Like, bro, you really said something. Like, that's bad Spanish. Like, that's what I'd expect from, like, a Spanish-ass nigga to say.
Papi shampoo.
Like, I think he was, like, trying to. I don't know if that's, like, that's actually a word for champagne because he calls himself Champagne Poppy. Or, like, mommy was really saying Papi shampoo. Like,
that's hilarious.
But, yeah, he dropped, was it Laugh Now, Cry Later?
Yeah.
Featuring Lil Durk. Mm-hmm. It's the first single he's playing off his new project, Lover Boy.
Okay. I didn't know that was happening, but
the entire album is called Certified Lover Boy, so
okay.
CLB. My man's really pushing.
What do you think he's about to put like a?
I think it's gonna be. I'm not gonna lie. I'm getting a real R&B vibe.
Okay.
Just because, like, my man's real going real heavy with the hearts. Like, my man had the custom-made, like, Nike bomber with, like, it was a stitch joint.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's Nate. Like, my man has his own exclusive just for him. Like, Nike will never drop it. Like, Travis Scott is way more, like, he's like, yeah, y'all can wear my clothes. Drake's like, nah, I don't want y'all having none of this shit. This is one of one. Like,
well, he has his own clothing brand, so
yeah,
I would assume that there's something tied with Nike and
I'm surprised they haven't done more collaborations because like Travis Scott's been booming, like the Cactus Jack brand has been blowing. But anyway,
it doesn't mean like does that mean that like does Travis Scott have his own clothing brand though?
Cactus Jack
is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, bro, he sells he even be selling the cereal collabs. Like he sells everything that's anything that's tied to Cactus Jack gets sold on his website.
Nice.
Just like the same thing with like OVO. Like when like OVO collabed with like Timberland.
I saw the prices for those
Grey Goose.
The bread ones.
I mean, not Grey Goose, on Canada Goose.
Huh? I saw the prices on StockX of the bread ones that he released, the Cactus Jack ones.
Oh, yeah. The Cactus Jack with the reverse.
Still swoosh. Fucking
the low
expensive
top or the high
shit.
Top?
The high tops.
Yeah.
The low tops are...
They're fucking cold.
Not my style.
Yeah, I don't like low tops either. Not the ones.
Not those.
Low tops are becoming more of
I don't like brown low tops.
They look like sock shoes.
They look like Etne shoes, bro. Like,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm not crazy about the Cactus Jack one. Like I like it because the material looks on point.
Yeah.
Like to me, it's like if I'm going to spend money, I want the quality to be on point.
Exactly.
So that's what I like about it. Plus, there's even like a little stash pocket. So like I just think that like it's a shoe with character.
Yeah, yeah. The stash pocket is
it's a
must. if I must say,
but
so yeah, Drake and Dirk. Drop the track.
Yeah, they did that.
A whole music video as well.
Did the whole joint at the Nike headquarters,
which is like just a Nike fucking
flex.
No, that was like a whole Nike commercial. I'm like, bruh.
It was, but he doesn't say he had every every athlete in there was Nike signed.
Yeah, I know.
KD, OBJ, Marshawn Lynch,
but I don't know. I'm starting to have like not beef. I'm just not like attracted to. Like artists just like being like
promotion.
Promoting. Brand. Well, it's cool to promote every now and then.
If you have a deal, bro,
if you have a deal,
why would you wear it?
But like the whole video was like that. There was only like one, the one scene where he's crying was associated to the actual song itself.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything else is just sports related at the Nike store or headquarters.
That is true.
The only scene in that video that I thought it was funny because at the end, who's the dude that was snapping on him?
Carnage. I think it was DJ Carnage.
Is it?
I believe.
I thought that was funny. But that was the only scene in that video that was just like, if it looked relatable to the song itself.
Well, I mean,
and
I
everything else is just like Nike.
Well, not even that, because it's like I feel like that only really pertained to the hook. The rest of the song, it was like laugh now, cry later. He cry real quick, get back into the groove of things. That's how I felt about it.
Yeah.
But I agree. I do know, see what you mean about the advertising.
It's cool.
But I feel like he was just flexing. I feel like he was just flexing.
I don't like it when it's so apparent. You know what I mean?
He's trying to flex?
No, I don't like it when it's so apparent when the advertisement is so apparent. Because I've seen that in, I think the music video I saw maybe today. Earlier today was something. I think it was an Eminem one. Get your branding off, bro.
Waka waka. Whatever you say, this the Hawaiian water.
Wakanda water.
Wakanda water.
The Eminem joint with Juice WRLD. What was that? Monster? Something like that. And they were advertising the.
Is that it? Or was it Godzilla?
Godzilla. There you go. Monster, Godzilla, whatever. Monster.
Are you stereotyping,
They were advertising the whatever LG phone, the double screen phone on that one. Way like not heavy, but like when the phone did appear, it was just like a whole ad. I'm not a big fan of that, honestly.
Okay. I didn't see that.
That's just music nowadays. You know, it's just everything's attached to a deal. Everything's attached to a brand.
Well, if they fund it, I wouldn't get mad. You know, you have to like. You have to scratch everybody's back.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It's like, yo, like Mercedes is like, yeah, we'll let you ride in the car, but you have the car has to be in at least 50% of the video.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I'll do it. Yeah, I'll drive that bitch through everything. I'll drive it through the desert. I'll get the money out of it. I'll drive it through the desert. I might even drive it over water. Like,
yeah, I guess.
How do you feel about imagine me just like in the music video, I just like jump off a ramp and then right into the ocean and it's just like slow-mo.
Make sure you get the shot.
Right. Then they just pull me out of the fucking river with like a crane.
You're still in the shoot.
Yeah.
So how'd you feel about the Dirk feature?
So I'm a Dirk fan. I've been a Dirk fan. Mm-hmm. Like before my man even had dreads.
Yeah.
And I was just happy because I feel like he's worked with a lot of like artists. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, I don't know, like this is the first, I want to say like real big name. Like he's like, I don't think Dirk's done anything with like Cole. I don't think, or like Kendrick, like, you know, cause I've said in previous episodes, I put them three as like the three like wise men, you know, like them niggas are the three wise men. They're the three Egyptian god cards. Nigga. These niggas is the three like kings, the three kings. Like
I think the amount of silence that we've been getting from Kendrick is getting a little scary.
Toxic.
Toxic.
No, I'm just like, bro, you're lacking in communication. What's wrong, Kendrick?
Like
ever since damn, you ain't been the same.
Yeah, even J. Cole's been like putting shit out
with the two singles.
Yeah, he put the two singles out. He also re-released.
Is that graphic he used for those two singles going to be the cover of the album?
I don't know.
Like the two pit bulls fighting because it's just like, yeah, what's the direction you want to go?
Yeah,
because I mean, my man's out here like playing them like reverse sounding like samples on like the Lion King on Ice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that creepy ass, like, yeah, reverse.
That's Ari's voice.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
We talked to it. Yeah, it doesn't make it any better.
Like, it's not reversed.
It sounds like it.
No, there's just
like super slow-mo.
I don't know what he does, but there's an
super
effect.
Slow-mo.
Nah, because he's adding something to it, but I just don't know what the effect is, honestly.
Well, we talked about it. I told you, like, it sounds like...
Because he did the same thing, or whoever worked on that instrumental also worked on... I feel like they worked on the same instrumental as the Zendaya one with Kaz and J. Cole. Because it just feels like that same effect. But yeah. Dirk. So you say you were saying you've been a huge Dirk fan, and you think he's well deserving of this feature.
Just being in the feature, yeah. I like what it's going to be on, and it's going to be on Drake's album. I'm sure. I don't know who to expect on his next joint. Bro, you done damn near did music with everybody. The only person I do think he'd drop. I think it's going to be Bryson Tiller. He might finally drop a song with Tory Lanez and Trippie Redd. Those are three people I'm expecting keeping it.
Okay.
And just because, him and Bryson been teasing shit from, like years ago. Like, they teased a little snippet and never put nothing out. They were leaked. And then Trippie Redd. Drake was actually supposed to be on,
You talking about Trippie Redd supposed to be on God's Plan?
Yeah, he was supposed to be on God's Plan. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't know why Drake took him off. But
I don't think he took him off. I don't think Trippie Redd.
Wrote the verse, maybe?
I don't think he did it fast enough.
Mm. Well, yeah, either way, he apparently he said he wants another go with Drake.
It was the fact that the song itself leaked and Trippie didn't have it back to him, so he was like, let's pop it on the leak. Like, the leak is popping, so I gotta just put it out before someone. He didn't want, another artist that wasn't Trippie Redd to jump on it and be like, oh, I got this song with Drake type shit, so.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, even, Blueface said he had something with Drake, too.
Oh.
Man, that's a crazy. That would have been that.
Do you still like Blueface?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't care. I haven't been listening to his music recently. I know he dropped I think Crip Reloader or something. He dropped a song with Snoop Dogg.
Really?
He's really been dropping features with a lot of up and coming artists, I guess. Lil TJ. I'm trying to think who else he did shit with recently. But my man's doing his thing. I can't hate on him. But I just fuck with him for his personality, for real.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, he's mad funny.
He's pretty funny.
He's funny. He's somebody I would chill with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't chill with him.
I would chill with him. He's funny.
All right. Chill with him.
Maybe I will. But while we're on the topic of J. Cole, let's switch over to the NBA. Because, right now, I've been seeing Jake.
Oh, fuck me, yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of, love. People have been giving a lot of love for J. Cole's new sneaker deal with Puma.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Kuzma's been snapping on them.
Yeah.
And the red ones.
Yeah. I ended up copping a pair.
But, did you see, remember we talked about J. Cole getting a tryout with the Pistons? Mm-hmm. And I saw there was a player who was in the NBA G League.
Mm-hmm.
And he pretty much just put a tweet out basically saying damn, I wish I knew all I had to get an NBA tryout, all I had to do was be a rapper. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Because I would have instead of focusing on ball, I could have just spat something crazy till I got that tryout.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of artists that are moderately athletic.
Yeah.
So could have taken
you
that.
Say, I think you told me before that Lil Durk actually is pretty athletic. He's actually pretty good at basketball.
Him, Chris Brown, Davies, yeah. Quavo, 2 Chainz. It's just bros that could actually just ball. I could have balled out.
Yeah.
I think 2 Chainz played college ball.
He's tall as fuck.
I know, and I forgot what college he went to. But anyway. But yeah, so while we're on the topic of the NBA, there's a J. Cole thing, mm-hmm. With the shoes.
So,
I don't like the shoes he first came out with, the first colorway.
Yeah.
But the other Jones and stuff.
You like the red ones?
The red ones and just the other, the ones that he has coming up soon.
I got the original ones. I just wanted to.
Only thing that doesn't look good is
how they feel.
Yeah. I don't know.
If those feel great, I'll probably get the red ones.
I see a lot of people rocking Puma now. like the RS, like the RSX Racers or some shit like that. It's like a, it kind of looks like a dad shoe, almost this, like almost like the Yeezys.
This
like
will
the
probably Yeezys be my, my first pair of Pumas.
Okay,
I don't wear Pumas.
I don't remember like the last time I had a pair of Pumas. Honestly,
yeah.
Like, not to hate on them, it's just like I never really liked them. Like, I remember like the Philly thing was like the low top joints.
Yeah,
they had like a low top like tennis shoe Puma.
Yeah,
I remember that was the wave heavy. I was like their shoe, whereas like the New Balance 990 is like the Baltimore DMV shoe. Like, you're not from the DMV if you don't have a gray New Balance 990.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought about copying them. Them jaws look good. They look mad comfortable. Like. But,
I think the shoes look great. I like them. I don't know if J. Cole's gonna entertain the Piston trial thing, but.
He said he wants to play in the NBA though.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if he's going to entertain the Pistons.
Do you think because he doesn't want like he don't think
where he's do you think he would land? Let's predict that if he does make it. Let's say he makes it in, right? Which team do you think
he wouldn't get? No, he wouldn't get like no superstar team. I don't think.
No, I wouldn't think so either. But
keeping it, he probably get the Hornets. The Hornets don't really, like, not saying they don't have nobody, but it's a young team. He's from Charlotte. Mm-hmm. He's from Charlotte, so it's kind of like, you know, hand in hand. Michael Jordan probably.
Who's on the Hornets?
Terry Rozier, who used to play for Boston Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
He's
pretty fast. Is he still fast?
Yeah. Yeah, Frank Kaminsky. I'm trying to think who else. There was another boy that's pretty tough. I remember Luka Doncic was just saying... somebody was saying that he deserved, some boy from the Hornets, he deserved most improved player of the year.
Okay.
I think this year. I think they were saying that. I forgot what his name was. I think he participated in the 3-point contest this year as well.
Okay.
But he's solid. He's a solid kid. I've seen him play. He's dropped some, like the guy from the Hornets that I'm talking about. I just don't remember his name.
Huh. Yeah, I don't really pay attention to them, honestly.
Yeah,
I'd be cool with J. Cole going wherever the fuck he wants to go. I don't think he'd be at a superstar team either. So, but
what if he came to the Sixers?
I'll be okay with it.
I'm buying the first game. First game front row seats.
I'm like, I can watch the Sixers and J. Cole play.
My man said, I want to breathe this air.
I'm like, fuck yeah. Yeah, I'd definitely be down.
My man Alex bought a bag of air from a J. Cole concert one time.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
I'm gonna go check. Yo, bro. But all right. So,
do you think? What team do you actually think he will probably land on?
I said that the Hornets. I feel like that just makes the most sense.
He should come up here. It's Philly.
Bro, we really need people, like, people that are really dedicated. You feel me? I feel like my man just wants the year. He really just wants the one-year contract. Say he did it. Maybe make an album about that. Tell you about the life of a basketball player for real this time.
Yeah.
He can really tell you what it's like to drop to drop 30 on somebody.
I don't know if he'd be dropping 30, but...
But imagine if he did.
I think he'd probably average, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe, like, 10 to 20 points a game.
Be like a Carmelo Anthony. Like a Carmelo Anthony right now.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. Shout out to Carmelo.
They're about that same age anyway.
Yeah, shout out to Melo.
Yeah, Melo's been snapping.
Yeah. I don't know. I would love to see him come up to Philly.
Was it you that I was talking about with Carmelo that
what position do you think J. Cole would play?
Either shooting guard or point guard. He can't be no small forward.
Okay.
He's not even big enough. Built. They'd muscle him.
Yeah, he's like a lanky dude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give him a point guard though. Because
he's like what, 6? He's easily over 6'2". He's like 6'4", I think.
Yeah, I think he's 6'4".
So yeah, he'd be like point guard, shooting guard. Yeah. Like, that's like an average.
Huh. Yeah, fuck it.
I mean, yeah, I'm still not against it.
I would want him to go to Charlotte. I'm not gonna lie.
Makes more sense.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's handling that right now.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie. If he still got bounce, because he it looked like he still can dunk. Mm-hmm. But if he starts yamming, like, you know, that'd be crazy. I'm like, bro, my man goes double platinum with no features and cocks it back.
This dude keeps talking about double platinum, no features.
I think that's funny. That's a meme. Like that. Like that man's gonna be known for being that guy.
Good.
But like going on with the NBA, so they finally wrapped up the regular season this week.
They did.
So now all the official.
Let's do some playoff predictions.
Yeah.
So you want to get into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to start with the West or the East?
Let's do
East or the West.
Let's do the East.
You want to start with the East?
Do you want to go full champions? Like who's going to take the East Conference, or as far like round per round?
Let's do round per round.
Round per round?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me get this playoff bracket right here for you. How did you get that? How did you get there? Yo, send me the link.
Send you what?
Send me that link. How'd you get there?
It's on the NBA website.
Don't fucking lie to me, Doug.
What's wrong with you, bro?
I got it. All right, so let's do it. All right, so let's do the West first. Is this the top? All
right,
so West. First up, we have the Lakers and the Trailblazers.
Well, we have Portland and Minnesota.
Did you say Portland and Minnesota?
Or sorry. Well, yeah,
that's Memphis.
Memphis, sorry.
And that already happened. They eliminated Memphis.
But I thought these games were best out of seven.
Nah, because they were competing for the eighth spot. Because of the records. So for people who don't keep up, the Suns, the Trailblazers, and the Grizzlies were all three fighting for that eighth playoff spot because they all maintained a very close record of like 34, 39, 30, 33, 39. Right. So pretty much it's whoever had the better record would have got it.
Gotcha.
So unfortunately for the Phoenix Suns, you know, Devin Booker, who's, you know, just amazing. My man's a very slept on talent, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people want him to leave Phoenix, even though they're paying him, you know, the big bucks. They really believe in him. And I feel like I don't disagree with him, them building around him, if that's the choice they choose to go.
Yeah.
But my man snapped in the bubble for 8 games. They went 8-0 in the bubble.
Yeah.
And still didn't make the playoffs due to the bad record they had before the coronavirus. Yeah. So that's sad to think that you snapped 8-0, like undefeated, and didn't do and even though you had a chance, and it was only because the other teams had a better record, and also, you know,
they were snapping too.
It was Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard snapped this whole time. You know, with the regular season ending, they decided to give Damian Lillard the unanimous bubble MVP. Because it's technically the seasonal MVP.
Yeah.
Because like he was snapping before the coronavirus too.
Damian.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was.
Because it's not like this is new.
You aren't.
It was the ice. I thought it was the door. I was like, I thought it was Jim.
Oh.
Because Jim said he was going to slide later.
Oh, okay.
Jim's here. But anyway,
so Damian was snapping.
He was snapping. Yeah, he was. He dropped 50 points 3 times three times. I think that's. Him and Wilt Chamberlain are like the only two players to have done that. Like to drop three 50 point games back to back.
Okay.
So he broke a record with that. My man's already in like good company right there, being with a legend like Wilt Chamberlain. I just think it's funny that you put bubble MVP because, you know, I feel like bubble just like, I feel like bubble degrades it. Like, yo, it's less because it's like you were here.
You did really good in the bubble.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, a lot of people say, due to the fact that, you know, there's no crowds, the dimensions when you play are different. Or
the perception of where the hoop is.
Yeah.
Is a lot more.
Because my man was banging it. He was banging from the logo crazy. And it was like nasty because like he would get like the and-one threes.
Yeah.
Where like he'd jump and you just tackle him. He'd still just.
Yeah. He's doing like amazing.
He's a freak.
Who are they going to go against in the first round though?
The Lakers. Because they do pretty much in the roster Lakers. Goes from. It's 1-8.
Yeah, yeah.
And they go from top to bottom like so it's like until it gets to the center. So it's 1-8, 2-7, 3-6.
versus the Trailblazers. Well, I'm not. I'm going to.
You say the Lakers?
It's kind of hard not to not say the Lakers.
Bro, you know why I can't give them that? It's because, like, I feel like the Trailblazers are really slept on. Like, they have so much heart. They have so much heart, and they actually, like, I feel like they're just a team that really believes in themselves. Almost like, I would damn near compare them to the Raptors last year with Kawhi Leonard.
Okay.
Like, they were snapping. Like, they were there for business.
Who beat the Trailblazers last year?
Like, who knocked them out?
Yeah.
I think it was the Warriors.
It was the Warriors, right?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they took out the Thunder.
It's pretty unfortunate that the Trailblazers always
get kicked out.
They get kicked out because they're facing the team that is like supposed to
get to the finals in the first place.
Exactly.
It's like they're losing to like just anybody.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
Yeah, but it sucks to just see it first round. You know what I mean? I'd much rather see Portland go against literally anyone
else until the. So, like, yeah, I agree.
You can see him perform because
it's also just crazy because they say CJ McCollum, who plays shooting guard, he's also another crazily like talented scorer.
Okay,
he's been playing with a fractured spine this whole time.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
fractured spine.
Yeah.
How?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh shit!
Yo,
he knew about it and kept playing, or
yeah, he was playing like last night, I think, or the night before that. He dropped like 20 points.
Jesus Christ!
Him and Damian Lillard combined for like 40 points, I think, or 40, 60 points.
Hey man,
I'm like, but that's what I'm saying. I love that so much because it's like, yo, y'all niggas really want this. Yeah. I'm like, I hope y'all get it.
Yeah,
like I hope y'all get it. Like yo, like if you're willing to play with an injured spine. Like I don't play with that. That's paralyzed. That's paralyzed.
Yeah, yeah.
Spine. Anything spine on the. I think paralyzation. I'm like fuck that.
Yeah,
it's not worth my career. Like yo, bro, this is your livelihood.
Yeah.
I'm like play it safe.
I wouldn't be cool with that.
Yeah, I do respect the injuries that the players that do play through injuries, like because you know like KD did it.
Yeah, even though, look at him now.
Yeah, I mean, see, he's already out for 1 year.
Yeah.
May not come back till like halfway through the second. And who knows if he's going to be the same. I don't know too many people who come off an Achilles injury.
It's not like he's not doing anything. He is practicing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, a lot of them do.
Yeah. They just push through it. So who do you got? Portland? You want to give it to Portland, but you kind of know. I want to give it to Portland,
but like Lakers, like it's like I can't, like I'm never going to deny LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Okay.
I'm not, like to me.
Anthony Davis is someone I was sleeping on. I'm not going to lie.
Anthony Davis is so tough. He's definitely, I would say, people say he's the greatest center in the league right now. I would say that's kind of true. But I feel like literally without LeBron, Anthony Davis ain't going nowhere either.
Okay.
But a lot of people say they think Anthony Davis and LeBron together is going to be like one of the best duos ever.
Okay.
Because I mean, like they're dominant a lot, but like so they still lose. You feel me? Like you guys aren't proving it. Like you're not doing what like KD and the Warriors did.
Exactly.
Like that's a dip. Like that felt like their presence presence was godly during that season.
Yeah. Well, they had Iguodala as well.
Yeah, he was there before KD.
Exactly.
When they won the chip without KD.
Yeah. That was a good squad.
Yeah, exactly.
The squad before KD
was still a great squad with Andrew Bogut.
Yeah. But yeah, so you got Lakers then?
Yeah, Lakers.
Lakers beat Portland. Next up, we got
Rockets and Thunder.
Yeah.
I got Rockets.
I'll give it to the Rockets too.
Like, no offense to the Thunder because it's a young team minus Chris Paul. Chris Paul, old ass. But my man's handles are still crazy.
Yeah.
He got a crazy.
Not enough to take down.
He got like a crazy Carlton dad bod, but my man has like
James Harden like, it kind of looks like he's balding. Is he balding?
Maybe.
He's rocking the old school look.
Yeah, the shaggy Kimbo slice.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking with it. I'm like, you're looking rough, bro.
Like, he looks like an 80s basketball player. Like, if you raise the...
I know you're talking about.
If you raise the shorts just a little bit like higher, He looks like he's time traveling, bro.
He's time traveling, yeah, bro. You in the wrong era. My man's playing NBA, my team, 2K, my teams. He's like, I got a 1967 James Harden card. Like,
Yeah, I'm gonna give that one to the Rockets.
I'm gonna give it to the Rockets. Like, Russell Westbrook snapping this year. They saying this is the best year. Russell Westbrook's best year. Like, just in general, like, scoring. Really? Yeah. Because my man...
He wasn't doing that good before...
With the Thunder? See, when he was on the Thunder, he...
No, he wasn't doing good before the coronavirus.
He was having inconsistent games.
Yeah.
But he was always... He's snapping now. He's always been an inconsistent player, though.
Okay.
Like, throughout his career... Like, because I mean that, like, his he's not a great scorer. As far as, like, efficient scorer. Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
He can score. He can drop 40, but he also is going to drop 40 shots.
Okay.
Because that was actually, you know, like, he got into a scuffle with, like, Patrick Beverley over that one mm-hmm. time. He's like, bro, I dropped 40 on you. And Patrick Beverley's like, yeah, but it took 40 shots. No, it actually did. That's the craziest part. Like, it was like, so it's like, that was that. So, but I'm giving it to the Rockets.
Yeah, I'll give it to the Rockets.
Okay. So then after that, we have the Denver Nuggets and the Utah Jazz. I want to give it to the Nuggets because, mm-hmm. like, they're a very talented team. They're young.
Well, they have Nuggets have who?
They have Nikola Jokic, Gary Harris, mm-hmm. Will Barton, Jamal Murray, and Miles Plumlee.
Don't they also have Bol Bol?
Or is it Mason Plumlee? Bol Bol.
Is on the Nuggets, right?
Yeah, Bol Bol's on the Nuggets, and so is Michael Porter Jr.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Like, they have a very tall, big man, stick man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they...
I think Bol Bol needs to work on his handles. Like, every big guy, honestly.
Yeah, it's hard because they have long limbs.
Yeah. They just need to work on their handles a little more. Just...
KD's the only boy I know that can do it.
Yeah, pick up, like, a little bit of the basics all over again because it seems like they get stripped very easily. But that's about it. It just seems like they don't have, like, a lot of movement or a lot of technique and everything. Yeah,
sluggish.
Not slow, because, like, Bobo's not that slow. It's just the fact that, like, oh, you can kind of tell he's lacking basic technique.
My man's carries, like, this low. Like, my man got an eagle wingspan.
Yeah. Takes a little time to dribble.
But the thing with the Jazz is, like, I can't sleep on the Jazz. Rudy Gobert's actually been snapping in the bubble. Donovan Mitchell's still doing his thing as being the franchise star player.
Okay.
You can't sleep on Joe Ingles, you know, the wild Australian man. Like, yo, that man, like, he has, like, so much. He has, like, a low-key, like, a sarcastic Conor McGregor personality. Like, he's not as hot-headed as Conor McGregor.
Okay.
But the way he comes off is, like, you know, like, my man got hard. Like, he'll get in your face, but he also talks, like, crazy. Like it's, like, sarcastic shit-talking.
Yeah.
So I don't want to sleep them. I don't want to put them out.
But do you think they're going to be able to beat the Nuggets?
I think they have a chance, but I'm leaning towards the Nuggets.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm leaning towards the Nuggets as well.
And then, all right, so for the last one, we have Clippers and the Mavs. I'm giving it to the Clippers.
Yeah.
Not to say, that's a hate on the Mavs, but, like, Luka Doncic can't do it by himself. I'm not saying he's a liar, so that's kind of ignorant, because, like, they have, like, Porzingis, but, like, Porzingis is kind of, like, not... Like what he was predicted to be when he first joined the NBA, in my opinion.
How long has he been in the NBA?
He's been in the NBA since like 2K13, so like I think like maybe like 7 years.
Okay.
Six to eight years.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that span.
Oh, yeah, I'll give it to the Clippers as well.
But yeah, especially now that they're going to have Montrezl Harrell back. I don't know how long until Lou Williams is allowed to play again. Hopefully soon, because like I want to see like full stack teams, Lakers, Clippers, if it does come down to the wire.
Yeah,
that's kind of like, I feel like that's what everybody's prediction is.
Yeah,
is Clippers, Lakers.
Oh, for the West.
Yeah. However, should Portland beat the Lakers, I got them taking beating either the Thunder and the the Rockets and the
Thunder and the Thunder.
The Thunder, man.
Yeah, if Portland does win, I'd give...
They're taking it all the way to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
And then if it's...
And then I'd probably give it to the Clippers.
Clippers is going. So that'd be a good... That's going to be a fun dogfight, too, just because, like, Damian Lillard's been talking heavy on everybody.
Yeah.
He's like, I sent you home.
I like his personality off the court. I'm not going to lie.
Because he's a dog.
Yeah, he said,
you're a bum. Like, he'll call you a bum. Like, y'all are suckers. I was like, yo, that's crazy. Because, like, apparently, like, when he had gotten into, like, a heavy, like, heated, like... little altercation on an Instagram with Paul George and Patrick Beverly.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, family members got involved. Like,
right.
Like, you, like, they were, like, hitting up other, like, yo, like, bro, so what's up? Like, I guess it was getting, like, really heated.
Yeah.
And, like, Paul George ended up having to intervene, and he had called Damian Lillard just to, like, be, like, the middleman, you know, like, to calm it down, like, the mediators.
Exactly.
Like, yo, bro, like, yo, you know, like, this, like, we just, like, you know, this is just, like, sports. Like, we're not, like, this ain't beef.
Yeah. Like, don't bring that here.
Yeah, like, don't bring that here. Like, this ain't beef. Like, it's just sports.
Mm-hmm. I could agree with it.
I won't call Paul George soft for that. Like, I just, like, more so, just, like, he's a man. He hit him up, like, yo, bro, like, yo, is it, like, what's up? Like, it's not, like, for all that.
Yeah.
So, I'm not hating on Paul George for that. But,
I wouldn't either. It takes a big man
to own up to some
to be
shit.
Like, yo, like hold on, we need to handle this, like, men. And grown men at that, not some.
Exactly.
Yeah, not some kids on the street type shit. So let's go to the Eastern. Eastern baby. So we got
the, wait, hold on. So, like, well, let's just finish off on the West. Like, we, like, realistically,
well, did you want to do just the first round? Or do you want to do all the way?
Like, well, let's just touch down on it real quick. Like,
all right.
So, we have, like, either way, like, we're touching down on the Western Conference Finals. We have Clippers, and then it's either Lakers or Portland at the end of the day.
Okay.
Because either way, I have Lakers or Portland taking, like, over the Thunder and the Rockets.
Okay.
Like, either way, they're still going to... Whoever makes it out of there is going to make it to the Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
So, Lakers versus Clippers. So who do you have? If it's Lakers versus Clippers, who do you have?
No.
Full stat teams, everybody's healthy, ready to go.
I probably give it to the Clippers, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, when I watched that first game...
I liked them as a team.
I mean, like I said, when we watched that first game, I feel like that was really rigged. The first Lakers.
It felt really rigged. It felt really rigged. It was really fucked up.
And Kawhi's been catching a lot of heat lately, actually, like, from the refs. Like, they're saying that he's being, like, just a little too aggressive. Like, they're giving him more fouls than usual. I'm like, yo, you didn't care when my man was yamming on people before. Like, now it's an offensive foul, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And he getting a little attitude, too. But he's like, I like Kawhi.
Yeah.
Like, personality-wise, I actually like Kawhi.
Well, he's just, he just looks like he knows how to zone in and take the game
seriously.
To a whole nother level. You know what I mean? Like, he understands when you're in the game that if you're, let's say you're like 10, 15 points behind, he knows what needs to happen.
To defense, all that. I mean,
to lock it down and catch up, and you know, and surpass.
They were even a clip had surfaced of him talking to a rookie that recently joined the Clippers. I don't remember his name, but pretty much he was just telling the rookie, he's like, "Yo, you need one more assist to get a triple double."
Mm-hmm.
Like, feel me? Like, my man's keeping track. Like, I think that's cool. Like,
he's in the zone.
You're keeping tabs on your teammates. You know, like, if you, like, I think it's like that's something that, like, that's a good trait. You know, to know your teammates' weaknesses and strengths. It's like, yo, like, I know what my man can do now. Like, yo, just to let you know, like, to help his game. He's like, yo, I'm gonna help your game. Yo, just know you, if you do this, you're getting a triple double.
Yeah.
Like, look for the open pass. Like, just don't be selfish.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Like, I think that's, like, those are good tips. Especially coming from a vet, you know, to a rookie.
Exactly. Yeah, he's passing the torch pretty well.
So Lakers versus Clippers, you got Clippers. All right, cool. I kind of agree. If it's a fair game referee wise.
I like their center. I forget
Montrezl Harrell.
Yeah. Oh my God. When I first saw him play, I was like, bro, you're a monster.
He is. The craziest part is he's smaller than most of the other team centers and he still bullies them.
Yeah.
Like, he's don't strong. Like,
he just has the strength.
They'll both be under the rim and he'll jump up and like push them out of the way.
Yeah, he's got the strength.
Real talk. Well, all right, so what about Portland? If it's Portland versus.
I'll probably still give it to the Clippers.
Okay, I can respect that. I mean, I don't know, because, like, I don't know anyone that can stop Damian Lillard right now. Like, Patrick Beverley can't do it. He even said it. He's like, yo, I got to get in the weight room because.
You got to remember, last year, Kawhi had people crying after the games. Like,
that's true. That's true. But so does Damian Lillard. I mean, he don't have people crying, but he nah, that's not true. Yeah, he kind of did. I mean, he sent Patrick Beverley home. He sent Paul George and Russell Westbrook home from, like, Damian.
I'm not saying the Clippers are going to win because they have Kawhi. They have a pretty good team. They have a good ass squad.
I feel like you just can't sleep on the underdog. But
of course.
It does feel Clippery. It's feeling really Clippery for the finals.
Yeah.
So I'm not. But, like,
I hope
I will never hate, because a lot of people predict the Lakers are going to win just because, like, they feel like it's a narrative that has to be done to boost, like, LA spirits because of Kobe.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel that, but I don't think it's right. I feel like you, like, at the end of the day, like, it's about Kobe, especially, would have just respected, like, sportsmanship first.
Right.
Like, yo, no, like, the game's gonna speak for itself.
Yeah. Play.
Play. Play and show me, like, the, yeah. Show me who still got my spirit, who got this Mamba mentality.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd probably give it to the Clippers. I personally want the Clippers to make it to the Western, just to the finals in general.
I feel like, yo, if Kawhi gets another chip this year, he's definitely going down as, like, a legend. Like, I'm not gonna call him the greatest of all time, but he's definitely gonna be, like, he's shitting on a lot of people's careers already, you know?
Yeah.
Like, my man's ended dynasties, got in chips just to prove, like, I don't need the team.
Yeah.
Like, I think when you switch teams and you get a chip on that team, I feel like that just, like, that has to be, like, the best feeling ever. Like, yo, you see what I can do? Like,
yeah.
Like that's flexing. Flexing on your actual life.
he makes a really good leader, too.
Because,
like, it's very apparent in the games, and sometimes when you see, like, the off-the-court clips of him talking to his teammates, it looks like he's leading them on to victory all the time.
I just think it's cool. I mean, coming into the league, he had really great mentors. He had, you know, like Tim Duncan, who I feel like their personalities really resemble, because Tim Duncan's a very, like, not dull, but, like, dry. He's a very dry guy.
He's a very realistic. Like, he doesn't, like, he doesn't buy into, like, that
hype. He's not hype.
The hype, yeah.
He's, you know, he's actually a very, like, low maintenance guy.
Exactly.
And, like, it's cool because he's so tough. He even, like, he had made a promise with his mom where, like, he wouldn't even join the league until he got his degree.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like, both him and his sister both agreed
to do that.
I think his sister played ball as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
For the WNBA?
Mm-hmm. Cool. I believe.
Nice.
He had like three Hall of Famers right there: Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in. Well, no, that's about it that I can think of for that team. But, like, he also had, like, one of the greatest coaches of all time, Greg Popovich.
Okay,
yeah. I would hands down say Greg Popovich is probably up there with, like, Phil Jackson.
Okay,
who coached, you know, yeah, Kobe, Michael.
Right.
So,
I'll put him up there.
Yeah, I'd put Greg Pop, because, like, the greatest part about Greg Pop was he wasn't even a coach. He was, like, the GM.
Yeah.
And he said, like, he was so sick of his coaches that he fired them and took the position himself. He's like, I'll do it myself. And then look at what he did.
Grill them bullshit.
Wooden five chips. Five chips. Like.
All right, you want to get into the Eastern Conference?
No. So, yeah.
What?
Let's get into it. All right, so first we got the Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks, and Orlando Magic. That's a sweep.
Damn, like that.
It's a sweet.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna have to give it to the
sweet. Like, bro, Giannis Antetokounmpo, I love his game so much.
Yeah,
and, like, he comes.
They're gonna need. He's gonna have to know how to take it to the next level during the playoffs. So
call me a sucker, but, like, I just love. Yo, see me outside. Yo, because it's like, I don't know. I just love that. Like, my man came from nothing.
Yeah,
like, he's, like, immigrant, like, I'm here to make a living, like, a life for my family. He did that.
Yeah.
Got a shoe deal, get him chicken, started a family, like, put his brothers on, because now, like, damn near all his brothers are in the league now.
Yeah,
and that's scary because they're all, like, built like him.
Where's his little brother?
One of them is on the Bucks with him, and then the other one is on the Lakers.
Okay, that's what I thought. I saw Antetokounmpo Lakers jersey. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah,
it made me have to do some research, but I totally forgot what team he was on.
Yeah, so I think that's dope. I got him taking it. You know, Chris Middleton's a tough guy. What's his name? I want to say Eric. Hold on.
Baby.
I need to know his name, because
What are you talking about? Sorry.
I'm looking for him right now. I'm looking, bro. Eric Bledsoe. There we go.
Okay.
Because he used to play for the Phoenix Suns, but he's a great. I think he plays shooting guard. Or
and
point
he's in
guard.
The Magic.
He's on the Bucks.
Oh, he's on the Bucks.
As I'm saying, like, they have a solid team. They have Brooke Lopez. They have both the Lopez brothers, who are
great solid centers.
And on top of that, they're 3-point shooters now. Like, Brooke Lopez can shoot.
Yeah, he can.
Like, they call him Splash Mountain. Like, that's funny as hell. Like, you got Kyle Korver. Who else we got? We got George Hill, who was also, you know, George Hill was good on the Cavs. When he was on the Cavs, he was a pretty solid player.
Okay.
Dante DiVincenzo, you know, shout out Villanova. So, like, they're, it's just, like, you know, like, they were already contenders when they were in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like they were like the, I feel like what separated them when they played the Raptors was experience.
Okay.
And I guess you could say a clutchness factor, because it's like they know like they already knew like Giannis is the offense of that team. Like
they knew if they shut him down,
the game's over.
That's the problem with a lot of these teams that they rely too heavy. One star player. If you just shut down that one access to their points,
that's why every team had, especially champion teams, they always had a big three.
Yeah.
Like, out of the starting five, there's three that are the main components.
Yeah.
Like, with the Thunder, it was, you know, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, KD. With Miami, it was LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, Steph Curry, it's Draymond, Klay, and Steph. I mean, granted, you know, the Warriors had a, you know, their bench was ridiculous.
their
bench was ridiculous.
I always found it funny when the Warriors... When they would play,
if they were beating your ass, the bench got the rest of the game. The bench took the rest of the game.
Well, that's not true. I think
the bench would cook too.
Yeah, they would. But
Sean Livingston, Quinn Cook,
Curry would literally keep playing until he reached like a certain point, and then he'd be like, all right,
40, I'm done.
Yeah, but they did that with all the star players just to rack up their
points.
Yeah, their stats. And I'm just like, damn, or they wouldn't even let the bench play until their stats were good, which is crazy. So you got Milwaukee.
Milwaukee sweep.
All right, so we got the Pacers and Miami Heat.
I got the Miami Heat.
I'm gonna give it to the Heat. Because I like Jimmy Butler.
I agree.
I'm a big Jimmy Butler.
I just like the team that he has. Like they have Iguodala. They have Drake Crowder.
Yep.
Bam Adebayo. I've slept on Bam Adebayo. I think he has a solid game. It's not a flashy game. Feel me? Like he's just a scorer, but he does it like in the simplistic. Like he's smart. He's a smart player.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows how to play basketball. He knows how to use his strengths. But he's not flashy. Like, Miami is not trying to, like, just yam on you. He's, exactly. Like, banging in your face. He's just like, I'm going to take the bucket, the smart bucket.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's why, like, it works with Jimmy Butler. Because, like, Jimmy likes to facilitate. I feel like even though, like, Jimmy Butler wants to be the scorer, but he also wants to be the playmaker.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, like, I'm the star, but I'm also going to dish you the rock I feel you deserve it. And then, like, he'd be young boy and then forever. I think they're all scared. Like, they might be low-key scared of
who?
Jimmy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a threat.
He's not the type of person to be scared or hold back words, his tongue, nothing. No,
he's thorough. My man will guard you with one hand in his pants.
So we're giving it to the Miami Heat.
Yeah. I'm just excited to see that because, like, TJ Warren and Jimmy Butler had that, that really heated exchange before the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Like, where they were talking heavy, like, literally, like, they were about to knuckle.
Yeah.
And, so people just want to see that. Like, they're like, all right, we want to see 7 games of this. Like, how heated can it get?
Pretty fucking heated.
Next, we have the Celtics and the Sixers.
I have to give it to the Celtics.
I know, and it hurts me because I'm a Sixers fan, but I'm gonna be real. Hurts. Like it's like the chemistry don't feel like it's there this year.
It's just off. Everything just feels off.
And on top of that, you know, we're missing Ben Simmons. You know, who's a main. Even though I'm not a crazy Ben Simmons fan, he's a backbone.
Yeah,
to me, like if Embiid doesn't show up, I expect Ben to show up.
Yeah, I'm not a big Embiid fan, but since Ben Simmons isn't going to be there, I'm not a big fan of like Embiid just because of the fact that it doesn't look like he pushes himself hard enough.
40 every points, game. Nigga, ain't pushing. But like 40 points, 30 points, ain't pushing. Like.
Not when you have Damian just dropping the points he's dropping.
That's true, but
like if you want to talk about pushing yourself, like. There are limits, and there's already scores that have been set by other players that show, yo, this guy really pushed it to the limit.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't get that from Embiid. Like, what he's doing is great.
I just don't know too many centers that are dropping, like, what Embiid drops. Embiid's, like, a great scorer.
I'm not trying to take that away from him. Yeah, you know what I mean? He's a great player. It's just
scoring player.
I just want him to push it even further because I feel like he can. It just doesn't look like he's pushing it.
I'm going to be real with you. I think he's just out of shape.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't take that shit seriously.
Like, I don't think he's taking the games that serious either. It just doesn't seem like he's locked
in.
I feel like
Ben Simmons is, like, the one that, like, Ben has great IQ, great athleticism. Because, like, my man's dunks and, like, layups be so, like... Like, my man gets creative. Yeah. Like, he still makes it.
He also creates a lot of space for other players to shoot.
But he's also fragile.
Yeah.
Like, he's very injury prone, and that's, like, it's just, like, he's like an Achilles.
Yeah.
You touch him and he's done. Like,
yeah.
Almost like a Carson Wentz for the Eagles.
Yeah, it sucks that he's not going to be in, but...
So I'm going to have to give it to the Celtics. I'll give it to the Celtics. They're healthy.
I mean, I like the Celtics, too. Don't get me wrong. If I can have two teams... Like, I feel like I always get killed for being like, yeah, I'm a Sixers and a Celtics fan.
Because they're like... not rivals, but...
They are.
Yeah. It's a rivalry.
Yeah, it's a little rivalry going on. If you go to the games, you know it.
It's heat. Yeah. There's a tension. There's a tension there that you don't get with other teams. Like, when we went to the Nuggets game, I didn't feel no beef.
Well, there weren't that many people from Denver there.
That's true.
But like when we went to that Philly game,
the Celtics game, it was Boston mad showed Boston.
Up. Boston hella pulled Boston. Up, bro. Yeah, I'm gonna have to give it to Boston though.
I feel like the thing with Boston is that Boston's a dynasty. We went at that.
It's like the
Steelers. Like they have a lot of chips. Like
the what's it? They're like the East Coast version of the Lakers. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
They're very well established. They know how to get to the championship. Yeah. They usually do make it to the championship.
I agree.
But I'm going to have to give to Boston for that one just because of the state of Sixers. The state that the Sixers are in, I feel hopeless. And you know what I mean? I feel so hopeless.
We can't do anything.
And one of my favorite players is Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
And you know that, right?
Yeah.
Like, sadly, I have so much faith in that guy, Simmons creates a lot of those plays for Tobias to score.
It's a flourish.
So with Ben being gone, it's just like,
who's gonna do it?
Well, it's not. I'm sure he could do it, but
don't sleep on Shake Milton, Matisse Thybul.
Yeah. Well, they're great players too, but I don't think Tobias Harris, as much as I like him as a player, can push it to that limit.
I also feel like him and Embiid don't have a very solid relationship.
I don't think Embiid has a good... Like, I think he has a solid relationship with Ben Simmons, but I don't think he has a solid relationship with a lot of players on the Sixers squad. I feel like if we just got rid of Embiid and just created a whole different squad...
But you know what the funny thing is?
What?
I really feel like the reason Jimmy Butler left was because of Ben Simmons.
You think it was because of Ben?
It was to him and Brett Brown.
Oh, okay.
With him and the coach.
Brett Brown.
Because even after the trade, like, Jimmy Butler was still hanging out with Embiid and Tobias.
Okay.
I'm like, where's Ben? y'all damn near went to the, like, y'all were doing good that year. Like, y'all
part really of Kendall gave. Or something.
True, maybe.
Anyway, I'll give it to the Celtics. Let's move on to
the Raptors and Nets.
Raptors. I'll give it to the Raptors. Because Nets don't have Kyrie.
They have Kyrie, no KD.
Jarrett Allen's doing...
Jarrett Allen, Spencer Dinwiddie.
He's doing, like, the best he can do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's doing a great job, but...
I forgot who the Nets...
I don't think he has it in him to push it.
They have Jamal Crawford. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Unless he just pulls out some crazy old-school head magic.
But that's the thing. You have to pull that out in order to win. And then even if you make it past...
The Sham God, bro. That's all Jay Crawford needs.
I don't know. I like Kyle Lowry, so.
Yeah, I feel you.
He's getting better. It's weird.
He's a little basketball goblin.
It's like Kawhi left his little like imprint on him. You know what I mean?
Clutch shot, yo. Yeah, I remember he dropped like a crazy 3-point game, and then like Drake like shot him out. Like it was like a really shocked ass face. he just added Kyle Lowry. Who is this man?
They still have Ibaka, right?
Yeah, Serge Ibaka.
Ibaka's going to do his
Siakam,
thing.
Fred VanVleet.
I like Siakam, actually. I like Siakam a lot.
Fred VanVleet.
Who's the... They just copped a new center this year as well. I forget his name. He's real tall.
They still have Marc Gasol, too.
Marc Gasol.
I forgot all about Marc Gasol.
Let me look it up real quick.
I'm glad he got a chip. Anyway, all right, so we got Raptors taking it.
Yeah, I'll give it to them.
All right, so then in the second round, we got the Bucks and the Heat. I got the Bucks again. I'm not going to say it's a sweep. I will not say it's a sweep, but I got the Bucks.
Bucks and the Heat?
Yeah.
Bucks and the Heat?
Yes. It's funny because I had a friend who Bucks was like, she was like, there was a game where the most recent game where the Heat played the Bucks, mm-hmm. The Heat was up, and my friend Julie, she was like talking mad shit on Instagram, And she's like, y'all know what this is. And then Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton came back and won the game. And she took it down. I'm like, yeah. By the time I peeped it, it was too late. I definitely would have just like, yo, what was you saying? Who? The Miami who?
Yeah, exactly. No, I'd probably get the
Miami cold.
I'll just give it to Miami. I'll do Miami.
Well, you're crazy.
Yeah.
So, all right, what about Boston and the Raps? I got Boston.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart.
Hayward.
Hayward and Kemba Walker.
Yeah. They got a fuck.
The only thing I will say is they don't have a great center and power forward. Yeah, you do.
They don't need it.
Who's going to get the rebounds?
Huh? Well, the Warriors had a great team.
Out of Siakam and Marc Gasol, who's going to get the rebounds out of them?
Who's the center for the Warriors when they were smoking everybody?
Andrew Bogut. And JaVale McGee.
Oh, yeah, they did have McGee.
Andrew Bogut and JaVale McGee.
All right, yeah, never mind. I don't think they need a good center to...
I mean, they had Jordan Bell, too.
Take the sweeping, though. But I'll give it to... That's actually going to be a really good game.
If it happens,
you're right.
You don't know what happened, man.
People
get injured left and right.
Yeah, it's true.
Because like the Heat just lost Derrick Jones Jr. You know, mm-hmm. this year's slam dunk champion.
Mm-hmm.
One could call it karma. Karma for stealing it from Aaron Gordon. All jokes aside, I wish on his healthy recovery because he did put on a show, but I still think Aaron Gordon should have got it.
Yeah, I know. I feel like we talked about that.
I did. I'm still heated.
So you're giving it to Boston. I'll give it to Boston.
Okay. So then So Boston versus let's do the same scenario with the mm-hmm. Eastern Conference. So it's either Boston and the Bucks or Boston and the Heat. So if it's Boston and the Bucks, who do you think is going to take it?
Boston and the Bucks.
I got Bucks.
I'll give it to Boston again.
Really?
Yeah.
They lost last time to the Bucks.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
But if it's the Boston and the Heat, give it to Boston.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. So then if it comes down to Boston and the Clippers.
It would be a great game.
Yeah, all right, nigga. Yeah, all right, I'm calling a sweep on that.
You think so?
Boston and the Clippers, absolutely.
All right.
I do think it will be a sweep. I think Jason Tatum will definitely, snap.
So what about the Bucks and...
The Bucks and the Clippers?
Yeah. That's a sweep too, then.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, they'll shut.
I think the Clippers
too.
Is going to take it.
Oh, but what if, let's say, Bucks and Lakers?
That's hard. I don't know. I feel like the Lakers. I am leaning towards Lakers.
I'm gonna give it to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Shit. What about Boston and Lakers?
I'm going to the Lakers again.
I'll probably root for Boston on that one.
You'd root for Boston, but you know the result. The end result.
All right. Damn. All right, so who you got? Who do you really got winning this year?
This whole thing?
Yeah.
Well, now that we've done the math, I'm going to give it to the Clippers. If everybody stays healthy.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to the Clippers.
I'll give it to
the second contender is the Lakers. I'm going to be real. And then after that, it's the Bucks. And then after that, it's the... Well, actually, I feel the Bucks and the Trailblazers tie for third. As far as, for my... Who takes the whole pot.
Okay.
If they win, that would be tough, though, because Carmelo would get a ring.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like, all right, bro, you can retire now. You proved your point.
Get a nice pat.
That's really all I wanted for you for your career. I was just sad that I didn't care that they were canceling you. I just cared that you didn't get a ring before you left.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you wasted your time here.
I definitely feel that. I'm gonna try to give it to the Clippers.
But you really just want Boston to get another ring.
I really just want Boston to get another ring.
It's bro, it's been 13 years.
it would be cool to see Miami get up there, but it's I don't see it. I don't see them really pulling it.
I feel like they're just it's too young.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler's not enough.
Yeah, I know. How I feel about...
Even with Iguodala's experience, I feel like it's just not enough.
All right. I'll probably give it to the Clippers or Boston. Lakers are up there for sure.
I do think it's crazy. You think Boston can take it. I just think they're just so young. They're doing
pretty good as a young team, though.
They definitely float, bro. They can swim. Yeah. I'm not saying they drown. Like, they're definitely always contenders.
Of course.
But that's all. the Pacers make it every year.
Yeah. But they won't make it up that far.
It's always first round. But the Raptors get swept the first round. They used to get swept the first round.
Yeah. So do the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Got to give it to Boston. Or the Bucks.
But the Bucks never made it. Didn't start. The Bucks just recently became relevant.
Yeah, I know. But, like, right now, I can see the Bucks sweeping all the way up until they get to Boston, and then that's going to be a hell of a match. I would want to see Boston. I would want to see Boston make it to the finals, and I want to see them go against the Clippers. I think it'd be a good little matchup, and I'd even be cool with Boston going against the Lakers.
I think that would be cool just because of the old school, like, Larry Bird Magic rivalry. Like, that's history. Exactly. But like I said, bro, that's just the Lakers. I just feel they're too developed.
I guess we'll see.
You gonna see a lot of young bone going on.
That's true.
Jason Tatum's about to get young bone.
Yeah, that's true. Jason Tatum, smart. Yeah. Hayward. How old is Hayward? Is he young?
Nah, he's pushing like 29, 30.
Yeah, he's not young bone. He be shooting.
Yo, no, Gordon Hayward's shooting. He's actually playing really good in the bubble.
Yeah.
Very good in the bubble.
That's what I'm saying. Wrap it up.
All right, yeah. So we want to thank you guys for tuning
Wake
in.
Wake up, baby.
We want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Omnet Podcast. This is your boy Eddie and your boy Alex.
I'm just kidding.
Yo,
that's good.
Again, remember you can always listen to us. We upload on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube. You know, just stay tuned. We thank y'all again for tuning in every week. If you do, we try to bring it to y'all when we can, you know, like Prime delivery service.
Coronavirus,
right?
Man.
This is the coronavirus in effect, just like everything. Like, yo, I was just telling him about a pair of shoes that took me like 4 weeks to get to my crib.
Oh yeah,
like y'all couldn't like damn, y'all just couldn't find me a closer pair. Like,
you gonna get this game? It's gonna be late though.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It might be too late.
All right, we'll catch y'all. Bye.